Patsy, a very good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Archie.
And I suppose, Patsy, the world, we're going to start with Brendan Boyce, the Donegal walker, the Fun Valley walker. The summer sort of petered out with disappointment for him due to him withdrawing from the World Championships due to injury. But he was back in action today again across the world, back walking. How did his return fare out for him?
It actually turned out quite well. You know, obviously he had that very big disappointment in London that everybody knows about, and just days before the World Championship 50K, you know, something that he had prepared for day in, day out for 12 months, seriously disappointed. But he got himself back together again, got his injury cleared, and he's with a team right now in China, in Shanghai. Four guys, one from South Africa, one from Poland, and another Irish guy, Alec Wright, who competed in the World Championship, and himself. And it's a team event, and there's a few dollars at stake as well. And he's back in action now. Last night, and pretty much an hour last night by Irish time, he did a 1:28 for 20K, so he's pretty happy about that. And he does a 10K tonight, and then he does another 10.5 the next day, and then another 10K. So it's a four-day event, and pretty much the bottom line is it's the end of the season. He's having a go, and that's his season done and dusted, really. So 1:28, he's happy with that, and nothing more you can say about it. And he just got the team currently are lying fourth. They've got to try and improve that situation over the next few days. So good luck to him with that, and that's where he's at the moment. And as we, and I'll jump on very quickly, Oisin, as we look into yet another cross-country season and, and look ahead. But just let's deal with maybe, and I'll keep talking and you can interrupt me at any time. Basically, earlier today, Lifford had the Riverine 10K. Gavin Corey of Acorns won that one, won the men's, and Leona Mullen of Finn Valley won the ladies. About 140, 150 turned out for that one. And basically talking about road races, we're looking forward this week to the Leo Finnegan 5K, 3K walk in Letterkenny on Wednesday evening in memory of Leo Finnegan, who passed away some time ago and who was very, very, very active in the world of athletics and through his family and he himself because of his involvement with video and races and so on and so forth. And the funds for this one is going towards Foyle Hospice. So, and not Foyle Hospice, but Donegal Hospice, in fact. So, you know, asking people maybe to turn out for that one, in memory of Leo and Letterkenny on Wednesday evening. And then, again, just jumping on to yet another cross-country season, and don't they come around very, very quickly. This week kicks off another cross-country season, and Finn Valley have their traditional schools cross-country on Tuesday for primary schools, and all Donegal schools have been invited to that. And then on Wednesday, the secondary schools, so it's 2 days of hectic cross-country activity to kick the season off, and all the Northwest schools involved on Wednesday. So a big, big crowd around about Finn Valley Tuesday and Wednesday. Primary schools on Tuesday, secondary on Wednesday, and then we're off to Cairn Dunlough for the Donegal County Board program beginning up there in North Innishowen with Donegal Masters and underage on Sunday. So I'll be a regular, hopefully, through the Saturdays and Sundays now as we go through yet another season, Oisin.
Yeah, okay, Patsy. Listen, it was a quiet number of weeks, but it's back into the thick. And I suppose with the schools, Patsy, as well, the interest there is huge. And have the numbers been growing? We've seen the numbers growing in events in 5Ks and 10Ks, but is that reflective in the schools as well, is it?
Yes, it is. It is reflected in the schools, and I think about 700 turned out to that Finn Valley one last year, the primary schools. And it is. And it's increased in participation by schools and, buy-in by schools. But, I have to say it, and it would be wrong of me if I didn't. There are a hell of a lot of primary schools out there who aren't engaging. And, all you can do is just keep trying to get them to come on board. And at a time when obesity and activity, et cetera, is talked about day in, day out. And, and I made this point with Mides last year, if the primary students don't get the kids and the parents don't get the kids involved at primary school at that age level, it's very unlikely that they will get involved. So, really, just encouraging schools to get involved, really.